The 28th annual Greenwich Village Halloween Parade took place last night in Manhattan. There was a larger-than-normal contingent of police, but the number of participants and spectators was down considerably. John Kalish was there.
As a brass band played Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, the parade kicked off on schedule, marching up 6th Avenue from Soho to Chelsea. Gene Fleming is the longtime artistic director of the Village Halloween Parade, and like many who line the sidewalks for the colorful event each year, she noticed that when you look down 6th Avenue, the Twin Towers are no longer visible.
Normally I'd be looking back at the World Trade Center right now, feeling the tremendous great energy of New York City, and it's real sad, it's really hard, but we're keeping the spirit going.
Fleming and the parade organizers wanted to address the World Trade Center tragedy and help heal the city, so they decided to incorporate the mythical phoenix into the parade. Another symbol of renewal was the sunflower, and there were huge sunflower puppets making their way up 6th Avenue, along with papier-mâché watering cans. But there were far fewer floats and a lot less folks marching between them. Pat Taskus is a retired woman from Queens who comes to the Halloween parade every year. She noticed that there were fewer spectators.
You have to remember that the media is filling us full of all kinds of fears. We just had a warning. So what do you expect? I'm glad to be here, and I'm not frightened, and the people who are marching, God bless them, you know?
Despite the buzz that costume shops were selling a lot of Mayor Rudolph Giuliani masks and firefighter suits, there were few parade goers dressed as the mayor or as firemen. There were Star Troopers with I Love New York stickers affixed to their white plastic breastplates. Only one person in the parade was dressed as Osama bin Laden. There was also a pink hearse driving up 6th Avenue with the New York Post front page featuring a bin Laden wanted poster. A few people dressed as government guys in hazardous material suits, and there was a man wearing gag glasses, striped boxer shorts, and clown shoes. He carried a placard that read, "Laugh at Fear."
My name is Captain Silly from New Jersey, and I'm here to say, "Laugh at Fear!"
Who is Captain Silly?
Oh, that's a secret. Secret identity. Everybody needs a release from their tension, and what better release than a good laugh?
Of course, the Village Halloween Parade is known for the outrageous and absurd. Onlookers were treated to the sight of a man and his pet goat, both completely covered with plastic transit cards.
He's Metro Goat, not Metro Man, able to leap over a token turnstile in a single bound. I'm a technician, I'm an engineer, I build robots, actually.
Wait a minute, where does this goat normally live?
In Brooklyn, in the backyard of my house.
Soon after Metro Man went by, a contingent of pirates on motor scooters happened along, followed by people dressed as bats on bicycles, and a guy in a sequined Uncle Sam suit who was chanting, "Keep America Funky Now." For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.